Blackstone Audio presents Susie by Marion Chesney. This book is read by Lindy Nettleton. To the ladies of President Street, Brooklyn, God bless 'em. Rachel Favola, Elizabeth Casarino, Paula Mars, Mary Nocerino, Frances Puglisi, Anne-Marie Parascondola, and Rosemarie Salito. Chapter 1. It was not that Susie Burke didn't have dreams of her own. She would have been a very unusual 17-year-old if she did not. But her dreams were very much of this world, of the comfortable, jolly young man she would marry, of the cottage they would live in, of the sundial in their pocket-sized garden, of the birds building nests in the thatch above their heads. But her mother's dreams of the afterworld never failed to embarrass her, and Mrs. Christina Burke's dreams were always stronger after church service. As soon as she had unpinned her velour hat and handed her otterskin coat to the parlourmaid, she was off among the angels. The vicar, Mr. Pontifax, had preached a sermon on the death of a Mrs. Amy Bennett, a local washerwoman famed for regular church attendance. Mrs. Bennett, the vicar had said, would surely now be in her well-earned place at the right hand of God, and this had troubled Mrs. Burke sorely, since she felt obscurely that that hallowed place was reserved for herself. "I ask you, Susie," she began as she straightened her fringe of false curls, "do you really think one..."